From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
We heard from people who were getting this voicemail message from this guy named Will.
My name's Will, and I'm actually just leaving you this quick voicemail.
Julia Taruso is a reporter at the Philadelphia Inquirer. She and her colleague, Christian Hedrick, wanted to find out who this Will was.
The initial Will message that everyone got was very casual. He has a very sort of disarming tone. He says, "Hey, I just bought a property in your neighborhood.
Bought a property right by yours, and I'd love to make you an offer on your property if you thought about selling.
And I'd love to talk to you." Sometimes he even says, "This might sound a little random, but I wanted to talk to you about your property." So we wanted to see, you know, how widespread it was in Philly and if it went beyond that.
Yeah, and some people I spoke with, I think, were also just suspicious of the call.
"I can give you an offer in just 7 minutes right over the phone, and there's no cost or obligation."
People were kind of leery about who's Will and why is he trying to buy my property, you know, over the phone in 7 minutes.
It was always Will?
Always Will. Always Will. But when you call him back, you never get Will. You never got Will.
He's a very tough man to track down.
Robocalls like the one from Will are getting worse. In March, there were 88 million in Philadelphia, and there seems to be no end in sight. So why are these calls ramping up, especially if they're illegal? And why are they so hard to stop? Today on The Why, who is Will and why is he calling me? So what exactly are robocalls?
Robocalls are really just any pre-recorded message that you get.
"Hello, there's illegal enforcement action filed on your social security number for fraudulent activities.
Press the numerical button 1 now. Press 1 now.
If you would like to no longer hear from us, please press 3.
Often it's companies using auto dialers and sending out messages to thousands of people. I myself have gotten the one from a cruise line trying to sell me a stay on a cruise.
"Congratulations, but you are the winner of our cruise contest."
Really, anything that can be sold, people, you know, have tried to sell using robocalls.
And how common is this in Philadelphia?
Robocalls nationwide and in Philadelphia have ramped up. 88 million robocalls.
Wow.
In Philadelphia. Not just from Will, but, you know, runs the gamut.
What happened when you tried to reach this elusive Will?
So we did sort of set out to try to find Will. And each time we were led to this group that called themselves the Home Buyers Network. Will was leaving the same callback number, at least for Philadelphia residents.
267-831-1593.
Christian and I called that number multiple times a day, and we got a Sandra, a Corey, a Justin, a series of different names, none of them Will. But then what we did is we compared that Will message to other messages that had gone out across the East Coast. And we found that that Will message was going out to Atlanta, Tampa,
Washington, D.C.
And we realized that, you know, it wasn't just Philadelphia that was getting these calls. And so then we called those callback numbers back. And those callback numbers had area codes specific to those cities. So when Will calls Atlanta, he leaves an Atlanta callback number. But when we called, we got Logan, we got Justin, we got Corey. We got the same people that we had been dealing with when we called the Philadelphia callback number. So it became clear that this group of real estate investors were sending these robocalls out all across at least the East Coast. Never, though, did we actually find a Will.
Will never answers. But sometimes you get Pat, who always picks up. They said they worked for a firm called Pat Live, which answers calls for businesses. There were male Pats, there were female Pats. And when I asked them about that, they said, "We're all Pat." So never Will, but many Pats.
Was this a scam?
I don't think we would say it's a scam. It does seem like they are individuals who are interested in buying your property. What's difficult to say is, you know, they went by the Home Buyers Network, for example, but if you ask them for a website, you got inconsistent answers. We have a website, just Google it. It's homebuyersnetwork.com. That doesn't exist. Oh, we don't have a website. We're a small-time investment company.
About to get one, remember?
So, we're about to get what?
Oh, yeah. There are lots of answers.
And so between, you know, the mysterious will and you know, whether or not they're actually
the army of pets.
The army of pets, whether or not they're actually called the Home Buyers Network, you know, even if they are a legitimate business, they're clearly being evasive and you know, not wanting to really reveal who they are. It was a bit ironic in that, like, you know, these robocallers, not just Will, but I think all of them, they call you, they try and elicit as much personal information about you, right? Your name, your social security number, your address.
Oh.
But something as simple as, like, what's your website?
Right.
What's your last name? They did not want to share that information or didn't share it easily.
So who are the people that this Home Buyers Network were targeting?
It's likely that they're targeting vulnerable homeowners who might be in desperate situations and need to sell their homes quickly.
The problem is that a lot of the homeowners are elderly. A lot of the homeowners don't know what the value of their home is. A lot of the homeowners are really susceptible to the constant barrage of pressure to sell their house.
We did talk to some people at Community Legal Services.
My name is Michael Froelich, and I'm an attorney with Community Legal Services here in Philadelphia.
Who said that they have seen individuals come in and say, you know, that they've sold their house quickly and realized they sold way under market.
People may not have access to the internet, cannot just go on to Zillow.com or Redfin or Realtor or something to try to figure out the value of their home.
So there are real victims out there, which, you know, why go to all this trouble if you can't make some money off of it?
Yeah, and to just jump on that point too, as far as who they're targeting, we recruited somebody to call these people back and offer their property, and the Home Buyers Network wasn't interested because she
told... So you guys went undercover a little bit.
We had somebody go undercover for us, yes. We recruited a customer, you know, someone who got this call, to call them back, offer their address, and see if the Home Buyers Network was interested. And once it became clear that, you know, this resident had recently renovated their home, they were, you know, on time with all their bills, certainly not in a very desperate or dire situation, the Home Buyers Network wasn't interested. And so it kind of speaks to, while they cold called thousands of people in Philadelphia, it seems like they were really interested in finding people who were willing to sell fast, willing to sell cheap, and properties that they could flip probably.
Are these calls legal?
So in, I think, 2009, the FTC passed a law that said pre-recorded telemarketing calls are illegal. So that means that someone can't just call you with a pre-recorded message to sell you something unless they have your prior consent or unless you have a prior relationship with them. And part of that was because they had become so prolific. But while they are illegal, I think prosecuting violators is very difficult, which we realized. We talked to some people at the FTC, and they do it. But it's just so widespread that it's, you know, even tracking down who these people are in order to prosecute them can be very, very challenging.
I think our experience speaks to that.
Sure.
People without last names, people with the same first names, it's very difficult to track these people down. And so that, on top of the technology that allows you to you know, use a different caller ID, you can just cheaply and anonymously place these calls, and it becomes very difficult to, I think, enforce the statute that regulates this. We reached out to the Attorney General's office about Will, and they specifically said, yeah, we've been getting complaints about Will, too, and we're looking for him. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro put out a press release saying that he and attorneys general from more than 40 other states have asked the Federal Communications Commission to crack down on this.
Is there any way this proliferation of calls can be stopped? What can be done?
I think the most immediate thing is just what consumers can do on their own. There's call blocking apps you can download. There is a do not call registry that you can sign up for. And for any solicitors who follow the rules, they won't call, you know, they're not supposed to call you if you're on that do not call registry. Now, there's thousands and thousands more that pay no attention to that list. But, you know, those when we asked the FTC, those were the two main things they said.
And in the meantime, the phone industry itself is working on something that would sort of verify that the phone number on your caller ID is actually owned by the person making the phone call. And so Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, they're working on that solution. But when that will be rolled out, where the average customer will see that, remains to be seen.
So why is there such a problem now?
There's kind of like two reasons. One, with the internet, it's so inexpensive to place thousands of calls. You know, you can place calls through Skype. It's just very cheap to do. The other is that caller ID spoofing, which is where people are now faking, essentially using phony phone numbers to place these calls. And it's making it more easy to sort of trick people into picking up because you can make the phone call look like it's coming from Apple or Microsoft. You can make it look like it's coming from your neighbor.
I know. I get 609 from my area.
Right.
I get those calls all the time on my cell phone.
Right. And so that technology has really allowed these robocallers to place all of these calls and get a lot of people to answer them. But yeah, I mean, it's a pressing issue. It's the number one consumer complaint filed with the FTC. I mean, it really drives people nuts. It's difficult for law enforcement to track these people down. And I think it's going to come down to really like the industry, the phone industry itself.
Julia, Christian, thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. Our intern is Xavier Lopez. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.
Love to hear from you. If you have any questions, give us a call.